let's see, we say, men are handsome, women are...
Are pretty or beautiful?
Mm-hmm. We mentioned God in one place, in the other place we'd find...
The devil? Mm-hmm. I didn't know exactly what you meant.
Sometimes kids are afraid to go by a deserted house at night. Why? What are they?
Well, they're afraid of spooks and things, you know. Mm-hmm.
They say the house is...
Haunted.
Mm-hmm. If you'd rather not do something and somebody tries to push you into it, you say, well, no, thank you.
I just don't want to do it.
Mm-hmm. I'd rather not.
You're not going to talk me into it, or I'm not going to do it, or you're not going to talk me into it.
Mm-hmm. If you're particularly glad to see somebody, what would you say to him?
Oh, boy, sure as happy you come.
Mm-hmm.
Or I tell him friends that when they come.
If two things are pretty much alike, you'd say, well, now these are pretty much alike, but they're different. They aren't very much different, but they're...
Yeah, I like this one a little the best.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
How different would you say these things are if they're pretty much alike?
Well, it's a near alike. It just ain't much different, but still it's a little difference in them.
Mm-hmm.
That's just my newest fucking word, then.
Mm-hmm. You see, I smoke matches when I smoke.
Yeah, well, it's all right. It's fine.
If you see a friend in the morning, what do you say to him?
Say, good morning. How are you this morning?
Mm-hmm. And you say good morning until when?
Till up till noon. What do you mean, the other of the day?
Mm-hmm.
Well, it'd be a good day after that, you know,
mm-hmm.
or the morning passes.
What comes after 12 o'clock? What time of day?
Well, it's noon hour.
Mm-hmm. And then what comes after noon hour?
Well, supper time or evening.
Mm-hmm. Evening, that starts when?
Well, I imagine about 5 o'clock, wouldn't it? In the winter time.
Mm-hmm. If you're introduced to somebody, what do you say?
Well, he made me acquainted with that guy.
And well, let's say I'd introduce you to Mr. Smith here, and you'd say...
I'm glad to meet you.
Mm-hmm. Did you have any special greeting for Christmas morning?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, happy Christmas.
Merry Christmas?
Yeah, Merry Christmas.
Mm-hmm. What did you say on New Year's morning?
Well, we say a Happy New Year.
Mm-hmm. If you believe you'll have time to do something and somebody says, will you have time? You say, yes,
I have plenty of time.
Mm-hmm. Well, you don't know for sure, but you're of the opinion that you...
I think I got enough time.
Mm-hmm. When you went, was a boy, when you went in and, oh, let's say you bought a new pair of pants. What did the man in the store do with them before you took them off?
Well, he'd make them fit you. He'd have them remodeled to make them fit you if you want him to.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Then did he take some paper and roll them up?
Oh, yeah, he'd wrap them nice for you.
Uh-huh.
Wrap them nice.
On the first of the month, the bills are...
Due.
And if you belong to a lodge or something, you have to pay your...
Your dues.
Uh-huh. In the 30s, money was...
Pretty tight.
Uh-huh. Scarce?
Scarce.
You're just about gone.
It just wasn't on nothing here.
What do you call it when little children get out and put their heads down on the grass and kick their heels and fly?
They're
away?
Playing.
And
having a lot of fun.
Well, this particular maneuver where they flop over on their back.
Oh, they turn flip-flop.
Uh-huh.
Handspring.
If you saw a boy jump into a pond and go like this and come out on the other side, how would you say he got across?
Well, he jumped in and swam, of course.
Mm-hmm. And if he went like this to get in, you say he did what?
He dived.
Mm-hmm. What does a baby do before he walks?
He crawled.
Mm-hmm. And if you saw a boy sitting in a tree, how would you say he got up there?
He climbed up that tree.
And if you saw a fellow on his knees, you'd say he'd done what to get there?
He crawled. He walked on his knees.
Well,
he got down on his knees or...
Kneeled or knelt?
He knelt. That'd be good if he knelt. I sort of say pray.
Uh,